The Mitchell School Board is implementing a mask mandate. Several hundred people attended Monday's board meeting, including many who loudly opposed the decision. SDPB's Joshua Heyer reports.
The board vote was unanimous. Board President Deb Olson says the policy requires masks in all district buildings and buses.
I know that each of the board members and the school staff desire that kids receive a quality education, and we don't want to see kids out of school because they're sick. And whole classrooms, you know, I think last year we saw the effectiveness of wearing masks.
Last year's mandate was also controversial. Mitchell police hauled a man out of a board meeting last September when he refused to wear a mask. Josh Klum is Mitchell's state senator. He opposes mask mandates.
Sometimes true power comes from knowing when not to use it. Thank you for your time.
Community member Joel Allen says mask mandates are necessary during a pandemic.
When you're poor, you're willing to give up your rights.
Rob Monson is executive director of the School Administrators of South Dakota. He says he feels for school board members who are having to deal with hostile crowds.
I think what's unfortunate is that maybe the silent majority is out there and haven't come to, you know, voice their opinions. Now, whether they're afraid to enter into the fray of people who are anti-maskers or anti-vaccinators, I don't know. But hopeful that at some point, you know, voice of reason comes forward and says, look, if we want to keep kids and our staff safe and we want to keep them in school, if it means wearing a mask, then let's put a mask on.
Other school boards are also debating masks. Rapid City's board decided against a mask mandate, and masks are encouraged in Sioux Falls. I'm SDPB's Joshua Heyer.
You got voted in.
A motion carried. The meeting is adjourned.